world. What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken back again on the Fight Bananas podcast. How's everyone doing out there? All right. Here we go. This is a little mini series we're doing about relationships and MMA. This is volume two. We just had Felicia Spencer and her husband Todd on the podcast yesterday. This is volume two. We got two studs, UFC fighter Luis Pena, aka Violent Bob Ross. And then we got Jamie Driver, an absolute stud fighter on the rise. About the fight a couple weeks ago, stuff came up. We're going to talk to her about it. A little health scare. I'm hoping first and foremost, healthy, a lifestyle, all that. So I definitely want to talk to Jamie, make sure she's okay, make sure she's good. But, I was seeing the tea leaves that Lewis and Jamie were hanging together a little bit. So I'm like, okay, they're on the way up. UFC 8-2 for Lewis. Jamie's on the way up. Huge potential. This year was going to be humongous for her. We really thought that. I talked to her agent, David Arvelo, about it. 2020 was going to be a monster year, and still will be. Hopefully everything is good. But guys, this is volume two. We're going to talk about them individually. We're going to talk about the relationship. How is it to be in a couple in MMA, train together down there, Coconut Creek, American Top Team. So much to talk to these guys about. You know how every relationship needs a nickname? I think I'm going to call them the Violent Red. Yep, that's why I get paid the big bucks. Guys, we're going to thank our sponsors at the end of the episode. I can't wait. I want to get into them right away. Here we go, guys. Luis Pena and Jamie Driver on the Fight Bananas podcast. Hey, guys. Before we go started with Luis Pena and Jamie Driver, let's give a big shout out real quick to Just Blaze Clothing Company. They're sponsoring this podcast. We're so excited. Just Blaze Clothing on the rise down there in South Florida, but they're about to take over the scene. Guys, give a lot of love out. Check them out on Instagram at Just Blaze Clothing. Just Blaze Clothing. All right, guys, let's go bananas. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas podcast, we are doing relationships in MMA. Miss Jamie Driver, how are you? And Luis Pena, UFC stud, Violent Bob Ross. How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing great.
Very cool, bro. First of all, Jamie, how are you? How's your health? How's everything going?
Good. I actually finally got another right direction. I'm going to be heading home in the next couple weeks to see a neurosurgeon, so we can finally take care of it now.
Okay, good. Very happy to hear that. Very sorry. We talked to you right, fight week and all that stuff. So, hoping everything works out good, all right?
Thanks so much. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
And then, Lewis, before we get into it, too, a couple weekends ago, first winning UFC Norfolk, always good to get a UFC win, very important. But then just everything going in your life, how personal, just what a crazy, crazy heartfelt week for you, my man.
Yeah, it was a lot to deal with emotionally, but, it's just another part of the game. It's part of life. You're going to have to deal with those things. Life doesn't stop even though we fight.
Right. All right, so cool. I got a lot of stuff individual, but we'll do stuff together, and you kind of mentioned it, and I kind of run with it. I just talked to Felicia Spencer yesterday about it with her husband. You said the game don't stop, and life doesn't stop, and all that. How is it, is it vital? Is it really cool to have a partner in the game, right, that knows all the stuff that you go through, training, the grind, all that stuff? Is that cool that you guys have that together?
Without a doubt, I think so.
Yeah, it makes it pretty much easier. We do the same thing, so we know the time for me to cut weight or vice versa, or attitudes or training times. Like, we understand it, so it just makes it a lot easier.
Right. And is it cool to have, especially at the same gym, you guys down there at ATT, Coconut Creek now, day in, day out, you guys know, what the schedule is and everything like that, kind of working with your partner, training with your partner, is that beneficial too?
We actually don't speak at all at the gym.
Oh my gosh, really? That's awesome. Hey!
Yeah. Like, we say what's up, but I mean, because obviously, we have two toes, our training schedules are different, Our training partners, for the most part, are different. So it's kind of like, what's up? I'll see you later anyway. So I do does his thing, but yeah, that's it.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. That's funny. How was the transition first with you, Lewis? How was the transition West Coast coming to the East Coast now and now training ATT? I talked to my guy Mike Davis about it, and he's like, yeah, man, so good to have Lewis down here now, and just seems like his game was already, you know, top-level stuff. It seems like your game is going to go to that next level. The gym is insane, you know, with Dustin and Georgie and everything else down there. It's just crazy. Have you felt that momentum at ATT?
Yeah, most definitely. I've talked about it a lot. I definitely think I've found like the right team.
Right.
But don't get me wrong. I was actually talking to my old coach Rosendo Sanchez last night, and he was a big part of my success, and I still think he's a big, big part in what's going to make me successful. Not only like just a successful UFC fighter, but like a champion. And I think we're going to put all the pieces together next camp. I'm going to bring Ro out. I feel like here with King Mo, with Ro, and then
right.
My jiu-jitsu coach here, Pahumpa, that'll be the team where we start looking at our path to the title.
Dude, I love that. I love that. It's so funny, too. Not a lot of people get it, or I feel like give it enough credit, right? UFC out of all sports, I don't care about golf, right? UFC, you lock the cage, it's one-on-one, man-on-man, woman-on-woman like that. But like all the, you just talked about, you know, with Mo and Dean Thomas, I know we're working so much with you, Jamie. It's like the team that you train with, the team, your coaches, people that are getting you ready for the fight, even, you know, literally your significant other, your partner, all that stuff. To me, that's vital, right? Like, am I off on that? I just think that's a missing link of the game, and it seems like all those top end fighters, you look at their coaching staff, you see the people on the cage, right? Like some of those Rufus guys, like Woodley, right? You see those same 2, 3, 4 guys around. It just seems like it's kind of an underrated part of the mixed martial art game that I don't think the fans understand.
No, without a doubt. I definitely think it's something really important, because a lot of people don't really take into account what we're doing. You got to be able to trust the people behind you when that cage door locks and it's just you
right.
and that other guy in front of you.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, kind of going off what he said, like these are the people that we have to 100% put our trust in, giving us, teaching us the skills that we have to go in there to win and to beat somebody the fuck up. So
right.
And then to have our significant other also realize like that's our job, that's what we have to do, and they have to fully support what we do as well.
Right, right.
That, but, you know, those are going to be the people that are sitting with you in the hospital afterwards. You know, it's not going to be the fans. So you got to be able to, you got to know that those, they're going to be there for you through those times as well.
Right, right. Win or lose, you know, like you said, I totally agree with that. I get it all the time, my man, and I literally talk for a living. And, you know, we have some of the best fighters, female fighters in the world been on the show. And they're like, man, like you don't get scared talking to him. I'm like, for one, no, I'm talking to him. I'm on a microphone. I'm on Skype. I got nothing to be scared about. How about dating for you, Lewis? Like, I hear it all the time. I don't want to use the word scared, right? Because you're a fighter. You do the most, you know, dangerous sport in the world, maybe. Is it difficult or is it hard or tough to date a female fighter? Did you ever think that? Or it was like, no, that's life.
The only hard thing about it, honestly, is like, and we haven't really gotten there yet, but like thinking about her fighting,
right.
You know, I'm not worried about it. I know she can go in there and beat any bitch's ass if she that gets put in front of her, but right. It's like, I don't want to see her get hit.
Right. Right. How about you, Jamie? How about the opposite with you dating a guy like, you know, so many times, right, they always say, like, your mother wants you to date, you know, a tax accountant and just a straight guy and all that stuff. You're dating one of the most badass 155-pounders in this planet. You know, is that a extra juice on your relationship?
I mean, I'm nuts anyway, so this is just kind of like a perfect match. I don't know. It works for me personally. Like, I know he's going to always have my back. I know he's always going to support me, and he gets it. He gets the lifestyle. So it just is what it is.
Right. And you guys were saying about the lifestyle. Is it hard to decompress and, you know, I don't know if it's a movie or read a book or watch your favorite show or whatever it is, or is it just like an all-inclusive life? Everything I hear, you know, some of the top fighters in the world, it's always like, They train, they watch film. Saturday night, you're watching fights. We're watching Joanna versus Wei Li. It's just kind of, it's the lifestyle we live. Do you guys have that little non-MMA activity that you like to guys do together, you know, walk on the beach or whatever it is, right? Like, do you guys have something else outside MMA?
I would say we eat.
We like to eat a lot of food and watch movies. That's really about it. It's just train and eat. That's about it.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love fighting. It's my life and everything, but I definitely like to have a life outside of that. I think I've always you have your guys like Dan Gable who obsessed over it, and they were so there, and he's considered one of the greatest of all time. Then you look at some other athletes, and it's like guys like LeBron, Kobe, they had lives outside of the sport, even though they were obsessed with what they did.
Right, right. I agree with that. You got to have a little something off, you know what I mean? If you, I would feel you would get burnt out. You got to have some, decompress your mind and all that stuff. Another thing I talk about fighters all the time, and you guys would probably get it, and then you guys have it with each other, is kind of that depression that happens after the fight. And then I was shocked when some of the fighters, like I said, even Mike goes, even on a win, like I win, but even that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a little bit of an off feeling, you know, you're in the limelight, they're calling your name, you're walking out to theme music, you know, 18,000 people are screaming for you, you get the win, there's something coming off that. How do you guys deal with that? And do you think they would help you to know someone, a partner now, like, yeah, I know what you're going through. Like, I know what that Tuesday blues are about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, I know I go through it, win or lose, just like you said, Mike had said, it's a weird feeling. People don't realize we train for 8 to 10 weeks and it's a buildup. We're building up to our fight, and like we finally fight and then it's all gone.
Right.
You know, yeah, win or lose, you see your family, you have fun with your friends, your significant other, whatever, Saturday, Sunday, then Monday hits and it's like, well, now what?
Right, right.
And for me, I'm like, all right, when's the next fight? But you know, say you're banged up real bad. You got to get stitches, something's broken. Yeah, things take a toll, but it makes it a lot easier to know that you have someone that goes through the same type of feelings.
Right. And like, I always think like, when you guys have a date, you know, when UFC Norfolk, you're looking out, you have a prize or you have a date in mind. You know, I talked to Jillian like a week or two ago when she had that date. She's like, yeah, I got a fight. You know, no one really knew it yet, but it's like June 20th, and it's so far away. You know, I don't know about Lewis. Like, I don't know if you talked to, you know, FRM, if you got even a fight lined up. It seems like it's got to be a little bit more difficult when you don't have a date. You know what I mean? You don't have a, hey, I'm on UFC Lincoln show. I'm on UFC 251, whatever it is. When you don't have a date and you're just, you know, grinding and training at ATT, you're getting smacked, you're getting beat, you're eating and all that stuff. To me, when you have that date, that would help the process, I would think. Am I right on that?
It's funny. Me and Mo were actually just talking about that today. I don't think too many people realize, but I fought 6 times in the UFC in less than 2 years.
Right.
So, like, I haven't had a lot of time to really, like, to sit and think about stuff like that. And I actually, like, I personally do. I want to take that, like, time away and not have a date that I'm looking forward to, because it's just been like camp after camp after camp.
Right, right.
And like that's the thing too, is like there's so many aspects to this sport that like you wouldn't, you know, or imagine that that's something that goes through a fighter's mind.
For sure, for sure. Crazy times, guys. We're talking with Lewis Pena, Jamie Driver. Jamie, what's a absolute perfect date for you?
Probably eating snacks and watching movies. I'm pretty simple, man.
Man, Lewis, you got it made, my man. You got it made right there. what's some of your favorite movies?
Ooh, any thriller, horror, scary.
Yeah, we watch a lot of horror movies.
Okay, okay. You guys liking that Stranger Things on Netflix? Is that something your go-tos?
You know, it's really funny. I think it was like a week ago, we had like an entire Jake Gyllenhaal night.
Right?
Like 5 different Jake Gyllenhaal movies in a row. They were all good though.
They were.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah, for sure, for sure. That's funny as shit. Another thing is, I kind of mentioned FRM, and I talked to David Arvelo, two different agencies. Does that ever get in the way of anything? Do they ever talk to you about, you know, your partner, anything like that? Or is it just, hey, that this is strictly business, and, you know, David Arvelo, Sucker Punch Entertainment, this is strictly business, and they try to keep it aside?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, my manager, Dave, he said he was happy for us, and that's right. That. I mean, he knows what it is. Business is business for us. Like, when it comes for me, fight time, that's separate, and I'm pretty sure it's probably the same for him.
Yeah, Malky and Abe ain't said a thing about it. We're good. Yeah. I have a very, very good relationship with both Malky and Abe.
Right.
And they haven't, it's not something that they even worry about.
Right,
We have, I think they see, like, her being a good, like, just a positive force in my life, so they're just happy.
That's awesome. And everything I hear, you know, I deal with a lot with FRM. It's more of it's not an agency or a management. It's a family. Everyone, I hear from them. They love it. They talk to them. They get a hold of them anytime they want. You know, Abe's out there in Australia with Georgie for 2-3 weeks, but he'll answer the call anytime, you know, you need him. Then pulling the curtain back, I talked to David Arvelo a couple nights ago about it, and he's like, man, I love me some, Violent Bob Ross. He goes, I love that guy. And I was like, it's so crazy that people say that, it's a great nickname. It's kind of your persona and all that stuff. But do you ever get like, guys, my name is Lewis. My name is Lewis Pena. Like in the airports, do people like, hey, Violent Bob Ross, can I get a picture? Is that what people call you on? On the regular?
You have no idea how much I'm just like, yo, my name is Luis. Yeah. Everyone thinks my name is Bob. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I just like that people know who I am.
Right.
Not gonna lie.
Right, right.
At the same time, I'm just like, man, it's Luis.
Right. That's so funny.
It's funny. We've had this talk a couple of times.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. I remember, dude, there were a few dudes when I first came to ATT that didn't realize my name wasn't Bob.
That's crazy. That really is mind-blowing to me. It really is. And out of a lot of the fighters have major nicknames, you know, Sugar with Sugar Rashad Evans and all that stuff. But like, your nickname is like, I don't know, like for some reason it stuck so hard. And it's like, you know,
I never, when I started fighting, I never thought I would be like one of those dudes like Rampage, where it's like, you know, Rampage, you know what I mean? And at this point, it's like, I guess I'm VBR. I'm Violent Bob Ross. Like, that's just what I got accepted.
Right, right. King Mo's another one. You know,
exactly. King Mo.
Yeah, like
it's King Mo. So it's like, it's weird.
But that
you're like, imagine it. Like when you get the name or whatever, it's you don't even feel like it's gonna stick or whatever, and then out of nowhere, people just start calling you Bob. And I'm not going to lie, I think it's the hair. You know, I think it's the hair. You can't, like, not see me fight and forget.
Right, you know? Right. Man, I think it's epic, though. Like, you know, I had King Mo on a podcast, and the whole podcast I literally did, I just called him King Mo the whole time. And it's like, that's awesome, though. Like, those are, you just said, two Rampage King Mo legends, Kobe Bryant. Like, these are just legendary, you know, figures in sports, and especially MMA. And you kind of have that. And that's why, I don't know if you've seen too, Luis, like for the last probably 4 months, even going up to Norfolk, like I had the same thing with Masvidal. And I'm not saying it because you're on the air with me right now. I really think 2022, I already called it out there, 2 years from now, like that's your year. Like title fight, even sometimes bigger than the title fight, even Masvidal hasn't had that yet. But he became, last year was 2019 was the year of Masvidal. Like that was it. I really think 2022 is your year. You got everything. You got the total package, the nickname, the talk, the walk, you fight. And you're 8-2, but both fights were razor thin, sharp, split decisions. Like, you could easily be undefeated, no doubt about it. I think a lot of people even think that still about you. Even the UFC, they love your name. They love, you know, down there at ATT. I think 2 years from now, 2022, is it going to be like the year of VBR?
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm just happy because I have a lot of people at this point around me that believe in me, that believe that I can, that believe in me the way that I believe in myself, because I've always thought I could be not only like champ, but one, considered one of the greatest of all time. And I feel like I finally have that support system around me that believes the same thing. Whether when it comes to Jamie, my managers, Mo, Rosendo, like I know now that I'm finally around the people that know, that have the same belief in myself that I do.
Right. Now that's awesome, man. I'm very happy for that. Happy for you as well, too. You know, you're in the UFC, kind of the pinnacle of mixed martial arts. Is that somewhere you would love Jamie to be, you know, one day, two fights away, three fights away, or no, whatever you're happy with? If, you know, PFL, you know, Kayla Harrison, you know, they got good money down there. Bellator's doing some things on the female side, or yeah, would it be cool? Yeah, like UFC, maybe even on the same card, you never know, or just whatever's best for Jamie.
I just want Jamie to be content with her career.
Right.
Where she's at. Like, that's all that matters to me.
Right.
And then, I mean, I don't want to put any pressure on her to, like, feel like she has to get somewhere.
Right.
I just want her to be able to do what she loves and, you know, be happy about it.
Right. And then we talked before the on Fight Week, Jamie, like, you know, that's almost all fighters, that's kind of the goal, right? Like, you know, you want to fight for, you know, Joanna and Wei Li, you want to fight for the strawweight UFC championship. That's just like whatever weight class you're in, you want that kind of moment, that goal, that UFC gold. You know, and I know a couple weeks ago, you know, not tragedy, but it really stinks that with the health issues. But, you know, is that kind of, you want to get back on the horse hopefully soon and then try to get one or two fights? I talked to David about it. He thinks, you know, yeah, you're two fights away at most, you know, two good wins.
Yeah, I don't think people realize, like, who I really am. And I can't wait till people, like,
right,
get to know, because all I want to do is fight. Like, that's it. Yeah, do I want to get to Bellator? That was actually really, like, my main.
Okay.
But I don't care. Like, me, I'm a fighter, so I get the call from UFC. I get the call from a promotion over and, you know, overseas. I'm with it. I just want to fight.
Right.
It does suck right now. You know, I kind of had to put, like, for me, 2020, this was my year to propel me. Like, I wanted 3 to 5 fights this year. Like, I wanted,
right,
to kill myself this year so I could get to that next promotion, that next level.
Right.
So kind of that's my health issue. But you know what? It's going to put me, like, it kind of made me step back a little bit. And it made me realize, like, one, my health is really, really important. And two, it's not that I can still train. I'm still learning right now. So it'll take me a little bit of time. But hopefully, optimistic. And maybe a little bit unrealistic, but I'm really hoping and praying that my next fight back would be like late summer, early fall. Like,
okay,
that's where I'm at right now.
That's,
yeah,
awesome. That's awesome. I hope that works out for you. I really do. A couple last things. We'll let you go. I know you guys got to get going. One is I talked to the Jess Blaze Clothing company. They said they're hooking up with you, Louise, and then you got like a lot of rash guard stuff in the work. How'd you link up with him? Did he just reach out to you? You know, how did that come to be?
Yeah, no, they reached out to me because, I mean, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, like, I'm a pretty big advocate for marijuana.
Right.
I was sponsored when I was living in California. I was sponsored by NUG, and they, I mean, we have a very similar goals and mindsets, and I think he reached out to me, and we're gonna try and, you know, create a partnership and grow together.
That's awesome, man. That really is cool. You know, I know he's really excited about it. I talked to him a couple times. He's going to send some merchandise my way as well. Can't wait. You know, a question I talked to Jillian Robertson about, and CBD is such a big part of the mixed martial arts community, and it's just so hot right now. Is that something you guys are like, oh, hell yeah, this is awesome? Or, you know, would you want to go more into, you know, forget CBD, just more of the straight, just, you know, with marijuana. What do you guys think about that CBD into mixed martial arts community?
I mean, you're pretty much talking to two donors, so.
I'm like, I don't need diet weed.
Yeah, we actually had this conversation, yesterday? He was like, it's like diet weed.
Right.
What am I going to do with that?
Right.
It's like we smoke every day. That's the way I look at it. It's like, what is that doing for me?
Right, like, right.
That much marijuana in my body already.
Plenty of CBD in us to keep us going.
There you go. The run. And Luis, that was so funny. I think you put it on Instagram and Twitter. I think you took out your the guy who tests you out to like Denny's or some shit like that.
Yeah. So yesterday, yesterday, she goes to, she left and went to the gym to train. I'm just laying in bed and I get a call from this 305 number. I'm like, who the hell is this? I pick it up and they're like, hey, this is USADA. We're at American Top Team. Where are you at? Yo, y'all are going to have to come here. So they came. So I sent them Mo's address. They showed up and like, I'm getting ready and dude walks in. And by that time, I wouldn't even think about it. I had already took my morning pee and whatever. And like, if you're a dude, you know how it is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's like, you ain't going to build another one up for like a good hour or so.
Right.
So I'm sitting there. I put down like 5 bottles of water. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this dude. And I'm like, bro, you realize like I was on my way to breakfast when you called? And he was like, well, if you want, we can go to breakfast. And I'm like, you'll ride? And he was like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, dog, let's go. So like I was like, I took him to breakfast with me. It was just weird. He wouldn't eat. It was great. I went to First Watch and they make this really good pomegranate tequila sunrise. Oh. Had one of those. That was really weird too, because I'm like, I had to ask him. I was like, yo, is that cool? Can I order a drink? Like, they're not going to say anything. That was actually really funny too. Cause like the waitress comes up, she's like, so what are you ordering? I place my order. And then she looks at him like he's in order. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's just here to drug test me.
At First Watch, out of all places, we got a First Watch here in our town. It's like, you know, it's a little preppy. It's a little bit higher. It's the rich Denny's. You know what I mean? It's like that real stuff. Oh my gosh. That's funny. That's so awesome. Probably on this, we'll close with this, we'll have fun with it. You know, like every relationship has like a nickname, you know what I mean? Like the Brad Pitt and Angelina, it was like Brangelina and all that stuff. So I came up with it, Jamie. Remember, I put it on the IG. I like it. I don't know if you guys thought about that. This is gold. I think Violent Red. That's hot, right? You like that, or is it something else you got?
I mean, we haven't really, in the beginning, so we just enjoying shit right now.
Right. Let's not label it right now.
I guess we'll see as time goes on.
Very cool, man. Guys, so much. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. Jamie, good to see you again. Luis, yeah, man, we'll talk to you real soon. Hopefully, yeah, man, take the spring off. Take that beginning of the summer. We'll see you at like UFC 253, 254. Keep on knocking the wins, man. Lightweight. It's going to be crazy. Big year for you at the end, and then 2021 is going to be huge for you, brother.
I would say the goal is international fight.
Oh, okay. Headline maybe by Masvidal and Usman.
Exactly. It'd be a big one.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Guys, thank you so much. Welcome back anytime. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Later. Wow, that was awesome, guys. There we go. For all the YouTube subscribers, we have that Skype, so you can check that out on our YouTube channel, Fight Bananas. And if you're listening to us, of course, on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, any podcast platform, that was dope. That was awesome, guys. Luis Pena, VBR, Violent Bob Ross, Miss Jamie Driver, the Cookie Monster. I'm telling you that... That's got a lot of potential. I can see like a show on FX. I can see a show on HBO. Them training, smoking, talking, having some fun. Love it. I love it. Big things for them in the future for sure. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I told you this is a little mini series in the Fight Bananas podcast. We're coming up. We're just branching. We are an oak tree here at Fight Bananas. So much content, and we're really going in different directions. We got a wrestling podcast coming to our network. We got a boxing podcast coming to the network. You know me, we got tons of interviews coming up. We're almost to Fight Bananas Podcast 200. You got to know we're going to have the queen on, Miss Jillian Robertson. Number one, number 100, and then you got to cap it off at 200. It's going to put a lot of pressure on her. Every 300, 400, 500, and beyond. So we're just so pumped and excited how the podcast is going right now, guys. This is coming out a couple days later, but the news broke that we just hit 250,000 downloads and views of all of our podcasts. So we're just, man, we're humbled. We really are. We're really appreciative of how the show is going. And it was cool, man. We got a lot of information right there. We're hoping Jimmy feels better. She's going back to Philly, check things out. Hopefully she can fight towards the end of the summer. We got VBR. We got him talking about International Fight Week. can't wait. Let's get it. This podcast was sponsored by Just Blaze Clothing. Guys, check them out on Instagram. Give them a follow at Just Blaze Clothing. BLAZED Clothing. Just Blaze Clothing. And, man, they got a ton of gear. They got a lot of stuff. I know they're doing a lot of stuff with Louise. Check them out. I know they got a show coming up. They have, like, a kind of like an event they're going to do. So they got a lot of really cool stuff. So check them out at Just Blaze Clothing. Thank you so much, guys. This is part two of our relationship series on the Fight Bananas podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out at warhammerfightwear.com. Mako Tech Mouth Guards. We got our guys at Fusion CBD Products. Put in our code FIGHT2020 for 20% off. Last but certainly not least, End Still Nutrition. Check them out, guys, at endstillnutrition.com. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Louise. Thank you guys so much. Check them out on the Instagram, Jamie at OJ_driver. Luis Pena at Violent Bob Ross. And thank you so much to Violent Red, the couple. We appreciate it. Relationships and mixed martial arts. I'm Dave Van Auken. Stay bananas.